DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I'm Dan.
I'm Sam.
Woohoo!
And we've got so much to talk about. We weren't here last week. Very sorry.
Yeah, fuck James.
And there's a reason for that, and I will explain it if you want the explanation.
It better be a good reason.
Pretty fantastic.
We dropped
reason.
Our last episode early, and then we didn't come with the follow-up episode.
Well,
and
to
you know,
be fair, how could we follow up that last episode?
I don't know, with content.
Did you have any?
Always. I am brimming to my eyeballs with useless content.
The key being useless.
Hey, what do you think this show is?
Sometimes
yeah, right?
It's useful.
Do you think we're actually helping people?
I'm pretty sure you missed the
We've middle. Helped one person.
Debatable.
He's 7 months sober. I think we've helped.
Yeah, and he hasn't been on the show for 7 months. What
because
does that tell you about
Because we helped him.
By abstinence?
Yeah. You get away from this, your life gets better.
Oh, fuck this.
Man, I was away from this. I came back. What's happened?
Yeah.
You fell off the wagon.
You did. You fell off hard.
I needed that pod fix, man.
Ew.
Yeah.
My God.
All about that pod.
You use us enough, you start to lose your teeth.
Would you pod me? I'd pod me.
I'd pod me.
I'd pod me hard. See? Content.
That's right, Precious.
Oh, gosh.
It puts the pod in the basket or it gets the hose again.
It uploads the episode or it gets the hose again.
There we go.
That's it.
It puts the earbuds in the ears or it gets the hose again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does, Precious. It gets the hose.
And if our viewer or our listeners didn't know already, you don't know what pain is. Well, wait. No, you've listened to the show. You know exactly what it is. My bad. James, you were saying?
I wanted to let this awkward pause just play out.
Nah.
Okay, well, I do have a reason that we didn't have an episode last week. And I apologize to our one listener.
As you
two
should.
Two listeners. We have two listeners now.
I'm pretty sure the rest of All Things Z get roped in by one. So, you know.
Yeah, he's the... And then yeah, your buddy Drew.
Yeah.
So we have two listeners.
Shout out, Drew.
Would the puppets be an extra personality? So technically we then have three listeners?
I think it actually
equates
to like six. Well,
technically
there
was three of them. So, yeah.
So
at
six
least
listeners?
Six. Seven, if you, you know.
So we have seven.
Count my president of the Not Another Podcast fan club, Big Bad Drew. Yeah, that's seven.
Seven listeners. Wow.
I know.
Dude, we keep this up. By next year, we'll have eight.
And maybe, oh maybe God. In like 10 years,
so
we
exciting.
Might break double digits.
I know, it's crazy. Hey, I believe this is episode 198, so we've got to sit down and figure out what we're going to do for episode 200. We need to do something. I mean, other than the regular bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, well, content.
We should each eat a slice of pie.
Just... Mm-hmm. Just right up into
do
the mic.
Do ASMR and like do it right into the microphone.
Exactly, yeah.
This pie is so good.
Or we'll do like birthday cake or celebration cake or something.
Apple pie.
Warm apple pie.
Warm apple pie.
That's not how you eat pie.
I was misinformed.
Oh, I thought I just sat on it. I don't know.
My pie's got a scab on it. I don't think I should
Ew!
Eat that.
There's an alien pubic hair in my apple pie.
How do you know there's an alien pubic hair?
This pie smells funny.
Yeah, as it should.
Should it then?
Should I thought it? That's how they all went.
This pie should have showered first, I think.
Just kind of dust off my piece of pie. Well, that degraded quickly.
I like my pay. My
pay.
I like my pay.
I like my pay. Dusty.
Jesus.
Damn it, Kenny, this is my pat pat.
Mom, Kenny's being a douche.
No, it's Kitty's mom's kids being a dildo. I know a dildo. Certain kitty kitty who's sleeping with mommy tonight. What?
As a kid, I did not get that joke. When I was older, I was like,
Yeah, I got it when I was younger, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it dawned on Samantha one day. She wasn't even watching the episode. She just was walking down the street and stopped.
Got it. Okay, that makes more sense now. All right.
Samantha, you okay? Yeah, I just got a joke from like 6 years ago.
It just hit me.
Took a minute, but we got there. We got it.
Hey, since we're talking to Samantha,
Speaking of dildos.
Danny and I talked about it after the episode with the guys from All Things Z.
Oh, no.
Were we mistaken, or was there something between you and Snark?
And then she bookmarked his profile picture, so there might be. I'm just saying. What's up?
Bookmarking.
She bookmarked it.
She bookmarked it hard.
Bookmarked it hard.
Yes.
Well, she did send me a comparison picture between Snark and her current boyfriend. They're very similar.
So you're telling me she has a type?
They're both gingers. Both right. Very hairy.
Mmm. Like that winter warmth, huh?
Harry, because he's bearded.
Mm-hmm. Snark, just because...
Well, come on.
So were we mistaken, or is there...
No, I mean, we have a coffee date coming up, you know.
Definitely got to get those guys back on.
Get our puppet somehow.
Yeah, only next time we get them on, we get to just puppet go straight into babies. The degraded conversation, you know, just barrel right into this.
I think we just let Snark and Samantha talk, and we just listen in.
I'm cool with that, you know, just sitting off to a side and watching it happen. I mean, I'm, you know, fantasies come true.
He can just whisper sweet nothings into my ear, and then I'll just react to it like, oh.
Slower.
Lower.
Hey, if you're good, maybe he'll give you a continental hot sock.
I wonder if a furry enthusiastic would be as bad as a normal one.
She's gonna need a gallon of kombucha and some oatmeal.
Kombucha.
I take it you saw that movie, Samantha.
I think we lost her.
Oh, she's thinking about the Continental Hot Sock.
Oh, okay.
Have you not seen that movie, The Happy Time Murders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Yeah. I went through and I actually binged like all of All Things Z at work for the next 2 days.
They'll be happy to hear that.
Nice. Yeah, I've been trying to give them likes and, you know, spread the good love, but yeah, I don't know that I know enough people for it to matter.
Well, you and I are going to have to take a road trip down there and do some filming with them, but we're definitely going to have them back on.
Yeah, that's right, Sam.
Me.
All it takes is a fucking plane ticket, and you can enjoy in our library. I'm just saying.
Me.
Yeah,
we'll,
right.
We'll all go together.
Exactly. Just saying. Uh-huh.
Someone's bitter.
All it takes is me, man.
Bitter party of one.
Well, you get yourself a puppet show of some enjoyability out that way that actually enjoys this crap and wants to invite us
Samantha.
To do their thing. Yeah, get yourself an All Things Samantha, and we'll fucking come out there and hang out with you and go hang out with your new friends. Fuck.
You guys could come be on Radio Hour.
Oh.
Oh, I'd totally do that.
Oh, fuck yeah. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to buy a Herkimer shirt just so I could show it off, you know, and just be like, look, guys, as we record on the radio, read it out loud just once.
Look as we record on the radio.
Yeah. I want all of her buddies and all of her coworkers to see the name that Samantha has probably forgotten to tell them exists.
She's not the only one who's forgotten.
That's fair.
Everyone.
I've actually had somebody ask me if it was the proper spelling of Herkimer, which is actually Herkimer. And I was like, no, it's not. It's the stupid spelling. It's phonetic for people who don't want to pronounce it properly.
That and we can't spell.
No. We spelled it like we said it, Herkimer.
Gotta make it easy for everyone.
I tried, but apparently it overcomplicated things.
You overcomplicate things?
Nah.
What?
Whatever.
Hey, speaking of overcomplication, as of the recording of this, we are on election night eve.
Ugh. Yeah.
Mm. Everyone's voted, right?
Dude, I posted a fucking picture of myself like a week and a half ago. With
I thought
my
it was you
getting
the ballot.
No, fuck no.
Look, I got
voted
a ballot.
Son of a bitch. And again, my post clearly stated that I spent 2.5 hours reading through the whole fucking pamphlet. I was really, really disappointed with all the candidates who did not turn in their homework for the voter pamphlet.
I
had to Google their ass, and that's extra steps on me. I was very disappointed.
I had to write my name in a few places because in here in where we are in this county, there was 4 or 5 positions where only one person was running. They were running unopposed. So I wrote myself in. There is a small chance I could end up as a circuit court judge. I'm just saying.
That would be pretty cool. You know, it was weird.
Just come to the door. You won.
Mr. James Robertson?
One what?
Did you misspell your own name?
No. You are now the circuit court judge in Circuit 13. What?
How much to pay? It's a lifetime of honor. Fuck it, I'm out.
Guilty!
Quit.
It's not that kind of judge. Guilty! Overruled!
I find you in contempt, sir.
Other words I heard in movies.
Harumph!
That's right.
So,
I'm the
lovable
judge.
In just a couple of days, things could be changing, good or bad. Here's the thing, though. No matter how this goes, I really feel like it's going to divide the country even further than it is.
Yep.
No, more
because
than likely.
People are just going to be angry because it's... So, yeah, there's... Be prepared for a lot of bad stuff on Wednesday.
I'm certain of it. But then again, you know, MSI was the first people to bring it to my attention. People will get pissed off about anything. Even if things going right,
they'll still get
pissed off about it.
No, so. But we're at a point in our country's history, I don't think we've ever been this divided as a people. Even the Civil War, we weren't this divided. I mean, that's pretty damn scary. And if you look at things that have been happening lately, it's becoming violent, like literally violent. The guy who sent Cesar Sayoc sent the pipe bombs to all of people that he felt were enemy of the president. We had a truck driver open fire in a synagogue.
Yep.
I mean, it's starting to get to That's the point where we are literally on the cusp of a civil war. And now we've got this and here's where I think the tipping point is. We've got this caravan of refugees heading through Mexico to the United States border. Trump has ordered the military, not the National Guard, but the military. All it's going to take is one soldier to maybe even accidentally open fire.
Yep.
It's going to take one refugee to get killed by the... And we have a full-on civil war in this country. You thought Kent State was bad?
Oh, yeah. Well, and...
I'm asking people right now to calm down. Stop.
Take a deep breath.
See, I'm not as worried about a military member firing. I am more worried about the the militia people that think they're badass causing a problem.
And they could be out there. I honestly feel the military, though, is going to do a real good job of... I mean, they're in a really weird position because they're having to police both sides.
Right.
Well, this is also a gross misuse of the military. So.
Oh, yeah, and he's been called out about that a bunch, but he just doesn't care.
No, because he's an asshole.
He's pushing this as like it's a military invasion, and it's not. It's people seeking sanctuary mm-hmm. out of a bad situation. Look, it could be very easy. These people are coming to our country to escape persecution, violence, that sort of thing.
That's kind of what
How about
we were
instead
okay
of
with?
Stopping them from doing that, we figure out what the problem is and help them solve it so they don't have to make this trek.
Well, and on top of that, it wouldn't, you know, be such a bad idea if we kind of, you know, went back to our original thought process of, hey, you're doing your best to get away from this shit. Let's see, religious persecution, you come here. Sounds familiar. Fucking come right in. Who gives a shit?
Well, it's... I really do understand...
I get it, but...
Everything. And honestly, I am a person who's like, I'm fully for immigration,
well, yeah.
But I also know that when you do it illegally, it causes big problems, not just for you as the immigrant, but for the rest of the country.
To be fair, though, if we made it a fuck ton easier to become a legal immigrant, wouldn't be such a problem.
And I agree with that.
There'd still be issues, but at the same time, if you make it a world's easier to do, you would see a lessening.
But when you do it illegally, you're also putting yourself at risk with human traffickers and that sort of thing. You know, you're getting taken advantage of.
And that's something you can also help kind of alleviate by making the process
a little
easier. And to me, that seems like the way to do. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand the nature of, okay, well, we can't take an entire country worth of people and shove them all in here. We're kind of booked up as it is. I get that. But that being said... If you made it easier, helped them out a little bit, maybe they would find their way somewhere else. Or, who knows, maybe if immigration worldwide was just easier.
And I'm not saying that we need to be the police force for the world. We've got enough problems in our own country before we start meddling in other countries.
Oh, true.
But would it be so bad to go to the government of Honduras and go, look, you've got a bunch of your population trying to get into our country. What's wrong with your country, and can we help you solve that?
Unfortunately, I think at that rate we have too many hostile parties who think that everyone is out for their own benefit, which, to be fair...
They are.
But I think approaching another government like that and saying, what's wrong with you? How can I help?
That's going to cause more problems than help.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's just...
Well, then maybe that government is part of the problem.
Well, and that's more than likely the case. But, again, how does one step into somebody else's house and say, well, you really got your shit all over the place, don't you? You want me to help you clean? Fuck you, get out of my house.
But at what point does it become, like, a world issue?
When the world decides to get off their ass and quit being a bunch of fucking cocksuckers and actually get together and figure out how to live together.
So never?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sadly. And don't
get
me
wrong.
I
really feel like, though, that there could be something there if our government could find a way to work with, you know, other governments to, you know, essentially help that country build it up. Economically, educationally. So, you know, half of that population isn't coming to us.
Yeah. But again, the government's not asking for help. The citizens are. And that's the big difference. If we had their government asking for help, well, dude, we'd probably be there. Well, now with Trump in office, probably not. But
see, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's the citizens we should be listening to and not the government, because maybe it's the government that's the problem.
Oh, that's usually the problem, as far as I understand it.
You know, so...
I mean...
I know it's a huge problem, and it's not going to be solved on this show.
No.
Unfortunately.
If you were looking for answers to worldwide problems, you came to the wrong show.
This is not the show. We've got a lot of terrible ideas, a couple of gems, but...
Sam, do you have any thoughts on world peace?
The Earth just needs to shake us all off.
Well...
Preach, sister.
You're not wrong. I'm going to give you that.
I've been saying for years that the human race is like a plague of locusts, and that, you know, nature needs to... Our time has come and gone.
The Matrix had it right. We are a virus. That's how we operate. Yeah. We're consumers. We are natural devourers of all things in front of us. And
we give nothing back.
Well, and since we don't have any alpha predators above us, we just stay at the top of the food chain.
I'm just
like
waiting.
A cancer that never dies.
I am waiting for our machine overlords to rise up and wipe us out. All hail the Terminator.
Well, at least we won't have to worry about anything.
Or the Marzikins.
No, because they'd probably be just as bad. The only difference is they can jump to another stone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
As long as we get wiped out, that's all that really matters.
Well, yeah, because then we won't be here to bitch.
Exactly.
But how would they get their content?
Who cares?
How would they get
Who
their content
cares? They
from us?
God needs podcasters, too.
Marzikins are big fans
of this podcast. Bill Burr's podcast, Jim Jefferies, and Kevin Smith, all of us get taken to Mars so we can continue to provide content.
And that's it. It's just, that's all we are. We're just content
and
producers.
And Kim Kardashian, but her vocal cords are taken out, so she's just something to look at.
Well, can we freeze her in carbonite?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So much better that way.
That big old ass, you can put your
drink
beer
up on
it.
Top. Yeah. misogyny.
There's a Kardashian statue in every biodome.
Yeah, and that's okay. Would that movie be banned on Mars, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything Pauly Shore is banned on Mars.
Man, I would have to smuggle in some contraband. I'm just saying. Shit's good for a giggle.
And that's how Danny was brought before the Marzikin firing squad.
But I bring content. Content, damn it.
Content, I tell you.
There are four others in the podcast. We don't need you.
Damn it. See, I knew
we
I...
told you not to bring that movie.
Fuck. But I needed it.
You have violated it.
It's like Ready to Rumble. It's a terrible movie, but it's so fun.
No, Ready to Rumble's allowed, but Pauly Shore is not.
Nah, I'd still have contraband.
And you would be fine. You would be killed.
That's only if they catch me.
Oh, they'd catch you.
I bring my own DVD player.
There is only the state-sanctioned DVD player.
Fuck! Yeah. It hears one buddy, and it's game over. Fuck.
Marzikins are at your door.
Did we hear Pauly Shore?
No.
We're coming
Weezy
in there.
The Jews. We just heard it again.
Come on, Wheezy, buddy.
That was next table. Door.
That I'm holding on to it for a friend.
We're coming in.
Shit. Let me put pants on.
Go away. Baiting.
Baiting. Bait into a Pauly Shore movie. A new low has been reached.
Well, it's Mars. There's no porn there.
Oh, fuck that. They can just kill me, man. You know, bookmark a bunch of fucking Amish pictures? This is bullshit.
You get old National Geographics. It's fine.
Yes! The original Spank Bank material. Thank you, Nat Geo, for, you know, unintentionally providing good times.
Awakening the man in you?
Yes. You banky
you
drive
of man in me. You got a man in me.
That's right. Now you're a man. Yes.
Go away. Checking drip pan.
Drip pan full. Need to empty.
Wow. So from quickly. Immigration to emigration and Pauly Shore.
To drip pans. We have made full circle?
We still don't have an episode title. That's kind of shocking.
Content.
It's all we it have is. Content.
It's
we don't have a title.
Content. So, yeah.
Oh,
fun.
Did any of you guys hear...
No.
The story about the guy who's trying to get the FBI to investigate Robert Mueller for sexual harassment?
Yes!
I did not.
What's his name? Oh, my gosh.
This story...
Andrew Wool?
Is awesome.
Story time. Come on, lay it on me.
Okay, so...
Give me the Reader's Digest
version. This is going to be to the best of my recollection. If you don't know, check this story out to find the true details. I'm going on recollection here.
Don't fuck it up.
Before you do that, I will say Rachel Maddow broke it down really well. So find her on YouTube and watch that segment.
Okay, okay, please do. Okay, so here's the story. There's this guy. He's about 20 years old, and he decides that he is going to make allegations that Robert Mueller sexually harassed and potentially even raped someone way back when. The date he said that this altercation happened, Mueller was actually in jury duty.
Aww.
And it's documented.
Aww.
Guy doesn't care. He's saying, no, it happened. He can be in two places. It's possible. Apparently, he doesn't know how physical reality works. He got with this other guy who's... I'm not sure, Samantha, is he actually a lawyer or is he pretending to be one?
He's pretending to be everything.
Better Call Saul?
Okay.
Yeah, he's a 20-year-old kid who is a Trump conspiracy theorist.
Oh, dude, yeah, he's a hardcore Ooh. Trump supporter. Okay, yeah. So get this. They have their big news briefing thing where they unload all this. And it immediately starts falling apart because the news did their due diligence and investigated everything. So this kid has set up an investigation service. He's 20 years old.
Right.
They asked him in the briefing, what is your experience? He's got none. His answer was, well, in the many cases that I've had,
over the years.
Over
and
the
they
years.
At him.
And my first thought was like, oh, boy detective.
Yeah, I was like, what, were you assistant to Harriet the Spy?
Is this a fucking Hardy Boys novel?
I was like, do you have a van, said Mystery Machine, and a dog who can talk?
Maybe.
Did you find Old Man Smithers? Is that... So,
wow.
So they break down. They go on his website, because he made a website for his investigation agency. And they called one of the two numbers that he has listed there. It went to his mother's phone.
Wah, wah.
The phone number he gave for the alleged victim, you'll love this. One of the news agencies called this number, and it was for a lady. She had no idea what was going on. And when they asked for the victim, she was like, it's so weird. Everyone is calling here asking for her. He just pulled a phone number out of his ass.
Like an ass.
Oh, wow.
On his website, he's got photoshopped photos of celebrities who work for him.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he doesn't know how the internet works.
But, like, he tried to put a filter over it so no one would... Like, one of the guys was Christoph Waltz. Come on! At least get some crazy D-list actor that people have to really research to figure it out.
Now it gets better.
A-list actors that are immediately recognizable.
Yeah, go D-list or dead people at least. Yeah. You know, the gal he contacted to play the alleged victim then went to major news organizations because she felt like this whole thing was weird. She got a call, and it was like, I believe that they left a message, and it was like something to the effect of like, we understand that you had contact with Robert Mueller in such and such time period. We would like to offer you money for you to say that you had sexual contact with him.
Right.
Unwanted sexual contact. She went to the news, and I watched this interview on YouTube, and she was just like, I thought it was shady,
I
saved the message and I played it for my sister, and then she said I should take it to, you know, this news outlet, and so I did, and it's just blown up.
Oh, jeez.
This kid...
Even in light of this girl coming out and being like, this dude just literally asked me to do this, this guy, Wall, is still going, no, this is totally true. In my years of investigative experience.
Dude, it is so worth...
Oh, wow.
It's like 10 minutes. One of the news guys asked point blank, are you two, the lawyer and the 20-year-old investigator,
yes,
are you two ready to go to federal prison? And the answer was, No, we're not. And I was like, there's no follow-up? There's no, like, you realize you're fucking with the FBI.
No, the follow-up was the journalists laughing at them.
But no one stopped to go, you do realize you're messing with a federal
organization
who
don't really take too kindly to, you know, shit slingers.
And will lock you away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're making allegations about one of their top investigators, and you're essentially trying to blackmail him, mm-hmm. and they don't look too kindly on blackmail.
Yeah, and especially when, you know, you have absolutely.
And you do realize that they caught the fake bomber guy in 5 days.
Yeah.
And you're out in public. You're not even trying to hide your bullshit.
Yeah.
How long do you think it will be before you're in handcuffs?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think this through.
No, obviously they didn't even
fucking
give it 20
millennial.
Seconds more. Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to appreciate the amount of work he put into it. Like, he made a website. He went through and found pictures to be his staff. He's got a picture of the alleged victim standing next to him. Her face is blurred out, but it's like...
You know...
He's got pictures of himself with different filters as different people in his organization.
You know, and one of the things that this...
My wife fucking loves this story.
It's hilarious.
The one thing that I'm kind of taking from this
is actually... Don't fuck with the FBI.
Well, obviously. But, you know, usually when I hear of stories that go on that are either so ridiculous or stupid, in this case, I have to wonder why is this an important thing. The one thing I could take from this, if I was guessing, is this is a great opportunity for the news to prove that they don't just report random bullshit. Not saying that they don't, but this is like one of the most open and closed shut cases of this guy's full of shit, tried to start waves, and got caught, and we plastered his ass everywhere. To prove
but see, here's
that
the
we
thing.
At least vetted our sources.
The news is actually doing a much better job of this because this is such a non-story. He's barely getting any time at all.
That's good. That's good. But
like,
again,
I was only able to find the press conference on like one channel. I think it was MSNBC. I've not seen it anywhere. Yeah. CNN hasn't reported. It is such a non-story from the initial like it came out that someone is like. Alleging
right.
Mueller.
Well, and to be fair, this actually is, in my opinion, if I was looking at it from the perspective of a news organization, I would actually see it as an important story. Because at this rate, again, it's proving that if you come with bullshit, we're going to find it. If I was in charge of a news organization, I would try to make sure that this got out there just to prove, do not come out with bullshit. If
here's
got
the dangerous
point,
thing, though, with that, though.
Play it down.
The very dangerous thing is Trump's base is so rabid that if this story gets more light shined on it, there's going to be such an outcry for like, well, you fucking wanted Kavanaugh. Why not investigate Mueller?
Because
and again, it's not
–
there's not going to be – they could do a full investigation and find – no, it's – he was in fucking...
Yeah.
It couldn't happen.
Right. But again...
But it's like, well, what about any other time? It's like, no, fuck.
Again, but
there's
that,
no satisfying the base.
Right, but that
they
man-child
want more,
is going to cry about everything, regardless.
I'm not even talking about the man-child. I'm talking about his base, his fucking fans, the hardcore Republicans that are just like, lock her up, lock her up, fucking witch hunt. And here's the thing. We're a week, maybe 2 weeks away from the Mueller investigation being dropped. It's concluded. He's waiting until after the midterms to drop it. And we're finally going to find out, did he collude and did he obstruct?
Right. Well,
I mean, that's the key thing. Now, when that happens, who knows what's going to happen? Probably nothing.
More than likely.
We already know the obstruction is true because he's done it in plain sight. It's just Mueller hasn't done anything about it yet. But he's got to wait for everything else to come through.
But and see, that's the thing. I mean, the investigation is concluded. He's holding on to the findings.
Right.
What happens, though, is you're looking at a lot of different moving parts here.
Oh, yeah.
And it could be, okay, Democrats win the House, but Republicans still hold the Senate.
Right.
Mueller's investigation drops. Yeah, he's fucking guilty.
Nothing happens.
Democrats in the House start pushing for impeachment, but Senate goes no.
Yep.
Nothing happens.
Yep.
Maybe Senate goes, okay, it's overwhelming. We've got to fucking impeach him. It goes to trial. Nothing happens.
Again, Clinton
there's so many moving parts.
He gets out, but no, this fucking
And
guy.
Here's the epic thing. He got fucking Kavanaugh in. So even if they find him guilty, blah, 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 Supreme Court. No, he's fine.
Yeah.
Fucking pardon. Him and all of his fucking co-conspirators. Everyone's clean, free and clear.
Yeah.
He's got too much power in his pocket right now. And I just... Here's something really scary. I just watched this series on
Netflix.
Aside
from everything?
Oh, dude. I just watched this series on Netflix called Hitler's Circle of Evil.
Right.
It is a fucking checklist of what is happening now. It's frightening as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it was... The situation that Hitler found himself in when he came to a rise to power was... At least his country was broken and shambled. And he tried to bring that respect and power back up. And that's how he moved people.
Oh, he fed off the people's depression.
Exactly.
The thing is...
But we've been a country divided for a long time. It's just been not as talked about. And with the birth of, you know, the dumpster getting in office... It brought those people out of the woodworks, and now they are the ones who are feeling that uprise, that
Well,
power,
and think about
that,
it, too,
yes.
This way. We've had eight years of our very first black president, and there was a lot of repressed hate. This country, as much as we'd like to believe we're enlightened,
no.
This country is still as hateful and racist as it's ever been. The problem is it's up until now, it's been kind of closeted.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's there, but we don't talk about it because it's not in our face. Now it's fucking in our face because this fucking ass bag is out there just spewing all kinds of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And now because the president does it, it's fucking okay for Buford and Red to be as racist as they fucking want to. And fuck them Muslims and fuck them black folk and fuck them Jews because they fucked up the country and I've had enough and my president's gonna whitewash this whole country and make it fucking great. No, that's not how it fucking works.
Buford's opinions are not that of Not Another Podcast.
No, Buford can fucking die in a fire. That's what I think. The problem with this country is greedy white people.
Too true, but that's kind
of white privilege
a
has
lot
been
of problems. It's been our problem for a long time.
As a white man, I'm part of the fucking problem.
I think of you as Peach.
Thanks, man.
Well, to Peach or just like kind of one of the ones at the bottom of the barrel at the grocery store.
Whatever, dude. I got a nice auburn to me.
You wish, Ginger.
I know. No, don't tell Sam I'm a ginger. She might bookmark me.
You're not hairy enough.
Damn it! But, you know, it is a running problem, but it's been the problem for a long time.
But see, we're on the... And here's what's great, and because we're in the midst of it, it's harder to see. We're on the cusp of change.
Here's hoping.
We've got things... building momentum. We've got the Me Too movement.
Right.
So, you know, fucking ass bags that have been getting away with, you know, groping their secretaries. That shit's not flying anymore. We're seeing heads of companies being taken down just from allegations. Now, granted, they're floating out with their golden parachutes.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to stand. That's one huge change.
It's
you make that change, and we start looking at other things like racism. Change is never easy. It's often painful, and it often...
But
you have to tear shit down to build stuff up.
The big problem we run into... I mean, like, sexual assault, that that has physical connotations to it, which is why it's something that we can all, you know, for the most part, all get behind as needs to be punished. Racism, unfortunately, is an ideal. And you cannot punish ideals in a country that already says that you have freedom to have those
ideals. We've said it before on this show, though. You can never kill an idea except through education.
Right.
And I really believe that with the Me Too movement and these changes being made, we are going to start educating people.
Oh,
that education leads to more education.
And again,
I'm not saying it's overnight.
Oh no, it's
going to take years.
This is planting seeds for trees that we'll never get to enjoy the shade of.
But we have to plant those seeds.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But that's the thing, though. It's like we've talked about this a number of times on the show. Unfortunately, ideologies really are our strength and our biggest downfall. It's like an ideology can build up a mass of people to do great things, but it can also build up a mass of people to do horrible things.
Oh, undoubtedly.
It's a double-edged sword that really the only way to either beat an ideology back is with a better idea, a better way of thinking, a better way of believing, a better way of understanding, and backing it up with as much evidence as you can to have some validity in your argument. Otherwise, it's just another ideology. The best part about like what we've talked about is bringing the education up is the firm understanding of sheer biology. I mean, DNA. We all share it. Our chromosomes are only a little bit different. But that little difference is what makes us unique. And that's something that needs to be taught more thoroughly. It's like, what makes us different is what makes us strong. What makes us individuals is what makes us stronger as a unit. You know, and that's something that a lot of racists have that belief of, but the difference is they don't see difference as anything other than skin color. So they believe that the unit of all white is the strength. When in reality, that's bullshit.
Well,
but still,
and to be fair, too, you're also talking about people who are looking through history, and in their eyes, the winners of history, largely white.
That's because we didn't have a problem throwing massive amounts of bodies at any group of people
to defeat them. I'm not arguing that, yeah. But I mean, you look through your average history book, and you find most of the great inventors, most of the great thinkers, the people who have done the most to benefit the world at large, white people. History is very whitewashed.
To be fair, and again, yes, whitewashed.
And history
is
always written by the victors.
Well, and more than that, too, it's a matter of, you know, there were always great inventors in all races, colors.
Not arguing that.
Especially, like, Chinese, for fuck's sake.
But I'm saying in this country...
so much.
I'm saying when you look in this country, you open an American history book, and that's why, in my opinion,
that's
racism exists
yeah.
as prevalent as it does, because a lot of the greatness that is this country is attributed to rich white males.
Yeah. And I understand that.
And you have to we have to get to a point in this country. And I'm not saying this is largely an American problem, but racism
exists
all over the
world. We're
going to
throw it all across the world, yeah.
No, it really does. I mean, it's just different where you go. I mean, here in America it is largely white versus black. There's white versus Hispanic and Chinese and stuff, but it is largely in this country white versus black. That's just how it is, and it's been that way since fucking Colonel
1776
brought the first Africans over and said, fucking bale that cotton.
Yeah.
They were always thought of as lesser.
Oh, aye. And that mentality
has stayed.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Well, obviously.
And again, because of who has run this country, black people, for the most part,
get the short end of the stick
yes.
when it comes to history.
And they're seen as lesser because, you know, when you look at the crime rate in this country, it's largely black over white. Why is that? Economics. Rich white people keeping black folk down to keep that stereotype continuing.
To be fair, there have been multitudes more serial killers who were white. I'm just saying.
But when you look
petty
at
crime, yeah.
When you look
I'll
at
give you that stat,
when you look at
mass murdering violent, fucktards, yeah, that's white people.
Violent crime, drugs.
Oh yeah, no, I and again
gangs.
And I understand.
I mean,
mentality.
Those three right there.
Yeah.
And why is that? It comes down to education and economics. Those two things need to change. You change those things, you watch the black community rise up.
Yeah. But rich white people don't want that.
No, because in their mind's eye, black people are lesser than them.
Well,
and that's wrong.
More so than that, they control the systems that penalize.
But it's
and it's money.
It's an interesting thought to think about. Like, you want to make America great again. That's his slogan. That's Trump's slogan. But what he's doing is not making America great. It's keeping it stagnant.
Oh, no. At this point, he's not keeping it stagnant. He took a giant barrel full of gasoline and just lit a match and dancing it over the top.
The thing is he's keeping it stagnant because he's keeping the rich white people in power.
Well, that's part of the again in the logo, you know, in his phrase.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
His mantra. That's part of the again is to take it back to when he didn't have to worry about any of this. And he could just flat out say, well, a black person's never going to work in my hotel without any reprimand.
Which is odd because how many people of Hispanic descent do you think work in his hotels, cleaning rooms and cooking food? And it's really, really hypocritical. And of those people, how many do you think are documented?
Well, more so than that, though. I mean, it's never been an argue point for this show that he was a hypocrite.
No, no.
But
what level are they working at? See, he wants cheap labor, yes. Mm-hmm. I want to know. Now, this is just pure speculation. How many of his higher-ups, managers, and executives are anything other than white?
None.
Probably not.
I'm gonna say straight up none.
Unless it was one of his companies that he doesn't, you know, load over and control every aspect, they might have let somebody in who, you know,
all of his
qualified.
Hotels and resorts, I guarantee you that the majority of the workforce is of Hispanic descent, and of that majority, I would say probably half of them undocumented.
Again, in theory, I don't have any numbers to back up this.
This is all speculation. We are not backing this.
We are
poop
slinging at this point, but it might very well be true. Just, you know.
And one of the things on this show that we lord over is when we talk about stuff, we
fact check. Make sure it's fact checked.
But right now, this is all speculation. This is all opinion.
And besides, James is very angry.
Oh.
So we're going to let him do.
Content.
If you don't like it,
content.
We are all about content.
You may not like today's content, but damn it, we have content.
We started strong. No.
No, we did not.
All about the content. I wanted the Martians to check my drip pan.
Oh, they'll check it.
Yes.
You won't like it when they do, though.
Damn it.
they check deep, man.
Hmm. Deep and it's spiked.
Hmm.
And not the way that you like. Hmm.
Not sure I don't like it yet.
Coated in hot sauce.
Ooh. Is it sriracha? It's the only way I'll get that shit
no,
in my body.
No, it's Marzican. It's even worse.
Nice.
Like flames actually will come out.
Ghost peppers on crack.
Anyone seen Danny? Yeah, he's been in the emergency room. He got probed.
Ooh. Yeah, well, that's what I get for thinking with
we're watching
dick.
A Pauly Shore movie.
What can I say, bro?
He liked it at
in
first.
In the army
and then
now,
it got,
it's just...
Then they started using the hot sauce.
Hey, I like Biodome, whatever.
Fuck yeah, Biodome for the win, dude. Shut up, James. You're not a part of this conversation.
Sorry, Encino Man.
Oh, Encino Man is good. I'll give it up. We got
okay,
Sam
so
Wise
we're
on
we're about 10 minutes left, and I do need to make this announcement because this actually does affect this podcast.
Oh, crap. I got it. I'm going home. Shut up.
Yeah.
We're all fired.
The week after Thanksgiving, there will be no podcast that week.
Advanced warning.
There was an opportunity at my work that I had to take, and they were dumb enough to let me have it.
Oh, yes. Speak to their stupidity, James.
So every year at the radio station I work at, we do a thing that supports the veterans.
Right.
It's a week-long, essentially, telethon, basically, where we try and get people in the community to help out our veterans and families of veterans who are – or current – military
active
members,
or,
yeah, yeah, who are away, and they can't make ends meet because one of the breadwinners is now off and can't.
Right.
So it's a great thing that we do. We talk to a lot of military personnel
cool.
and do a lot for them, and we're happy to help out. Last year, I think we did almost $200,000
nice.
In a week. Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty solid.
This year, we on our station, we currently have two live shows, and that's it's very difficult to get a lot of money when you only have two live shows. So my work buddy, Travis Box, and I sort of jokingly volunteered to do middays. Ha ha, you know, we'll keep the momentum going, thinking they'll never go for it.
they went for it.
So the week after Thanksgiving,
okay.
we will be live from, I believe it will be 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., Monday through Friday. And our hope is that we make you laugh.
Unlike we do here.
We can't do news to save our lives, and you don't want our opinions.
Obviously. Wait, no, you're listening to this show.
Yeah,
you asked for this.
This is...
This is voluntary self-inflicted wounds?
Yeah, this is for people who hate themselves.
Yeah, Drew.
We decided we were going to put together a lot of bits and stuff that will be pre-recorded. We'll play that week. Following the air dates, we will be putting that stuff, all the recorded bits, on this podcast.
Hell yeah.
So you will be, if you cannot tune in, and just so you know, we stream live, so there's not really a reason for you not to tune in and take a listen. And we'll talk more about it as it gets closer.
Yeah.
I did play one of the bits for Danny.
And it was awesome. It was pretty fucking funny. I'm going to hand it up. It was.
We're very excited about all the stuff we've got, all the ideas we have. All of that stuff we're going to put here. We're going to make a James and Travis from the Island of Misfit Toys SoundCloud, so all of the stuff will be there. We're
Hell yeah.
even talking about compiling it and putting out a Christmas CD kind of thing.
Nice.
We'll have to see how things go. But we're also talking about if things go well and they ask us to do it again next year, we've got huge ideas for next year because we have a whole year to plan it.
Well, yeah.
But this year, and I'm really begging people, you're going to hear me begging from now until it happens.
Crap.
To tune in, because not only does it help the soldiers and the veterans,
yeah.
which is our number one goal, but it also is going to get people to maybe look at Travis and I, who work really hard for this station, and we're not really looking for recognition, but we're looking for an opportunity.
They just want an enthusiastic, guys. Just one.
People on the show don't know what that is. Would you care to explain it?
It is a hand job from hell. Like you're getting your dick ripped off by a 20 horsepower motor. Is that about right?
40, but yeah.
40, okay. Sorry. With a hammy.
No lubrication. So as more details come out and I find out stuff, I'll definitely share it here. But yeah, so we've got, I think, two more shows here. We'll be off for a week, but there will be content because I will be uploading it.
Content!
Daily.
That's really exciting.
So
that is very
cool. I'm super excited. Honestly, when they finally here's what's funny is when we found out that it was going to happen, it was not our boss who came in. It was the lady heading up the sales.
Fundraiser?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
She came in and she kind of told us, and we're like, wait, what?
All right.
Damn, we've got like a month to get. Oh, God. The stuff we've accomplished in just 1 week is amazing, and we've got like 2.5 weeks left.
Nice. Oh, keep on it, brother, and I'll send people the direction just so, you know, you can get as many people to listen to it as humanly possible.
More importantly...
Yeah, send the website.
Serious.
I will do that later. I'm kind of holding back, yeah, because mm-hmm. it's like...
I figured as much, but still, it's...
It's my work thing, and I had kind of a hard lesson about this podcast and my work. And
I remember that story, which is why I've been staying a little vague. But nonetheless, those who know, you will know.
Yeah, if you follow me on Facebook, you know the station I work for. So, but more importantly than just, you know, me and Travis getting our rocks off doing, you know, something we love, it's about helping the soldiers.
Oh, hell
and,
yeah.
And the veterans. And
more important.
If you can give money... please do, because they need it.
Hell yeah.
So.
And besides, it's the holiday season, you jerks. Just saying.
You're not going to be on.
Fork it over, fucker. You don't need that Xbox.
Which is weird, because we were talking about having the band on, and you just killed it.
Pretty sure we wouldn't have helped, but, you know. Nice thought, though. Nice thought.
Well, what stopped it is I don't think any of us know a Christmas song that we could play.
I do.
You're the only one.
I know multiples, actually. That
and
was
you
one
will
of
be
my
playing them at your house.
I'm gonna. I'm gonna rock the shit out of my house with some Jingle Bell metal. You know, yeah. I'm gonna steal some Psycho Stick songs. Red Snow. Yeah. Good shit. Good shit.
And finally, wait, we got just a couple minutes left. Happy birthday, brother.
No, I thanks.
You turned what? 6? 7?
6.5.
Nice.
I only count them by half years.
How was your Halloween,
it
Mr.
Fucking, awesome.
Fucking rich white guy giving away king-size candy bars?
Disappointing. Right? Highly disappointing. I did not get a single fucking trick-or-treater.
So you have leftover king-size candy bars and you didn't bring any over? You are so fired.
I did have leftovers right up until November 3rd. This being the 5th, they are long gone.
Couldn't set one aside?
Fuck no. It's fucking Kit Kat bars. You can eat it.
The door is that way, sir!
I'm trying to save your life. You're a diabetic, you jerk! The thanks I get.
When your Christmas present gets here, I'm going to fucking break
just
it.
Just going to piss in it.
Dude, you're going to wish you had saved me a king-size candy bar when you see what my wife and I got you for Christmas. We ordered it today.
Ah, you jerk. Now you make me feel bad. Does it count if it's not a Halloween candy?
I'm going to continue all the way through Christmas making you feel bad.
This shit-eating grin will never leave his face until December fucking 31st. And by then it'll already be 6 days past, but he won't matter.
December 31st of 2020.
Oh, yeah. Only got, you know, 3 years left. That's okay. That's okay. I can handle that.
How's
yeah,
that
no.
president got you, huh?
The thing about it is, though, is it was kind of messed up because I always get myself into a false excitement over Halloween. Like, I get really excited about it, and I look forward to trick-or-treaters more than any other aspect of Halloween. I mean, dressing up is fun. I do that for the trick-or-treaters. You know, dolling up the front of the house, I do that for trick-or-treaters. Again, you know, I watch scary movies while I'm waiting to hand out candy so I can stay awake long enough, you know, for the trick-or-treaters. So mm-hmm. when I did not get a single trick-or-treater, I'll be honest with you, it actually broke my heart.
I'm sorry.
And I was really upset.
You should have gone to the mall and just started handing out candy.
You know, and I'm thinking that's where I'm probably going to go. If nothing else, I just need to go to a, like, event. Like a fucking elementary school, they usually have like the Halloween trick or treat.
Don't go to a
have
school.
You, have you seen the
there's problems there.
Events?
Guy shows up at elementary school with chocolate bars. Never ends well.
Well, again, it's I need to find somewhere
you
I can
like
go.
You like chocolate?
That's for
have
the back
seen
of my van.
The trunk monster events.
No.
So it's a group of people that sign up. It's usually through a church. or a school function.
Gotcha.
And you sign up to bring your car, and you line them up, and you decorate your trunk like a big monster. And that's where you trick-or-treat from.
Oh, that's fucking cool. See,
so
and I'll be on board with that.
So it's a safe place for kids to go. It's well lit, you know, so.
But yeah, no, my holiday vacation slash birthday vacation kind of started off with a bit of disappointment. But my wife then surprised me at 6 a.m. on my birthday with Psycho Stick tickets to go see them at the Paris Theater.
Yeah, you have no idea how hard that was to keep a secret.
Fair enough. Yeah, she told me afterwards. She's like, I'm telling you this morning so the guys don't spoil it. I was like, well, that's
honestly, because she hit us up, and as soon as she told us that it was Psycho Stick, I was like, I think it's adorable. You think he doesn't know they're coming to town. I was shocked to find out you had no idea.
Well, that's the worst part about it. And honestly, Psycho Stick's, their tour board and things like that are actually a specific place to go. If you go to their website, it just says they're on tour. It doesn't say where. You actually have to go to a different site for that. And honestly, most of the time, I don't think that far ahead.
But I figured,
again,
as much of a fan as you are.
True, but it has been 4 years since their last album came out, which was Obey the Beard. And we missed them coming to the fucking old rock club across the street from Dan's house.
That would have been a great place to see them.
Right? And it felt like it was only like 6 or 7 months ago, so I figured they were long from coming back. And I didn't know where they would come back to either, because that's gone. The place that took all the venues from them is gone. So really you had the Roseland, the Paris, and a couple other theaters around town. But I was wondering, it's like, well, if they went to fucking Rockhard, they're probably not going to go to one of those places. So I wrote it off, as they just probably weren't going to come back for a while. And then they released their new album not that long ago, and again, I completely sidetracked it. And honestly, the only reason my wife found the tour date was she was listening to them on, I think it was Pandora, and she accidentally hit the feed button when a Psycho Stick song was playing, and it popped up with tour dates near you. So she just kind of tapped on it, found out they were coming. She was like, holy crap, and so she bought them right then. And that was like a month and a half before my birthday. So it's like, yeah, that was the only reason she found it, because otherwise she would have not even known either. And now I'm on their website. I'm on their, you know, information. So, and I actually got to meet Josh, the guitarist. Actually, I got to meet Alex, the drummer, Matt, the bass player, because he ran the merch table. But Josh, him and I actually just hung out while somebody else was doing a set. And we were just shooting the shit. The only one I didn't get to talk to was the lead singer.
So how many enthusiastics did you give him?
Oh, so many.
Actually, you're now banned from any Psycho Stick store.
No, they want me on tour. it was really fun.
Okay, we got to wrap this up, but really quick, I got to tell this story that happened on Halloween. Our work had kind of like this costume thing, like you can come in costume, and I didn't have a fully worked costume. I didn't have time.
Did you go with Vader in a bathrobe?
No, I couldn't find a fucking bathrobe.
Fuck!
It really pissed me off.
Should have called me, bro.
And I actually came up with a Mickey Mouse bathrobe. I actually came up with Darth Lumberg from Office Space. Couldn't get to the store to get this. So I was really pissed.
I have a red tie and a white shirt.
So what was really funny is you look around my house. I've got fucking Halloween shit everywhere.
Too true.
I took the Hellraiser box and I took my Freddy glove in. And the way my work setup is, I had my laptop and I had the glove looking like it was holding on to the laptop, and right next to it, the Hellraiser box. For some reason, no one would open the box. Apparently, everyone's seen the documentary Hellraiser. It's weird. But everyone got really excited for the glove.
Right. Because you have that kind of higher end one, don't
you? Yeah, I've got that. And I just found out there's another one that I really want to get that's like from the first movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's so much better than the one I have. So, potentially getting it for Christmas.
Nerd.
Or
dork. I guess that one counts as dork. Yeah,
so I thought it would be fun to kind of mess with people with the glove. The
just
big
click
GM,
into their room.
The big GM saw the glove. He loved it. So I had to go drop off some paperwork to the HR. So I put on the glove, and I held the paper so when I handed it, you couldn't see the blades.
Right.
The HR lady did not know about the glove.
Oh, no!
So when she took the paper, there's the glove, and she actually kind of went, ah! And as I was leaving, the GM was talking to the general sales manager, and he was like, come in and show him your hand. So I slapped it on the door wedge.
I'd like to do.
And I think the GSM might have peed a little. I'm That's still beautiful. In this phase, like I've been there almost a year now, but I'm still in the phase where a lot of the people don't know what to make of me because they don't see me or interact with me right. very much. I'm usually gone before a lot of the people come in. So it was a really fun day.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
We laughed a lot. I was walking around with the box going, want to open it?
I do. Where's your box? Let me open your box, James.
You open my box every time you come over.
Yes! Content!
Hashtag me too. Okay, friends. Thanks for listening to this bullshit. Content!
Content!
Content is king.
Bryce, we miss you. Big Jim, we did get word, and the reason he hasn't been on the show is Jim got himself a job.
He's making real money.
He's gone fucking legit.
Good man. Congrats, Big
Jim. He was going to try and be on this show. Congratulations, 7 months sober. So proud of him, but
Fuck
also
yeah.
getting himself some money coming in.
Hell yeah.
Jim, we miss you so much. Anytime you can make it, you are always welcome on the show. Bryce.
Super proud, baby.
Fuck you, man. I don't know what
you're
doing.
Yeah, eat shit, Bryce, you fucking dad.
God. He's not even going to listen to this.
No, fuck no. He would.
But, hey, next week, maybe they can make it.
Here's hoping.
We miss those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Sam. I'm cool with Sam. So long as I got Sam, I'm okay.
Hey, as long as it's the three of us and it's funny.
Ish.
Yeah. That's what I say every morning.
I'm all about that content.
Ish.
Funny adjacent.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.